And we turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 12 and verse 32, where Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Every Jew knew that this referred, and we'll read it in a minute or two, to the time when snakes were poisoning the people of God because of their sin. And a brass brazen serpent was placed on a pole, and all who looked would live, was lifted up. If I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. But in a Roman world, to be lifted up meant to be crucified. You could be killed with the sword. You could be beheaded. You could be poisoned. And all these things, in order to put those who were not accounted worthy, could be used to put them to death. But the lifting up from the earth always referred to crucifixion. And we were told in the passage we read in chapter 18:32 that Pilate said, the Jews said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. The Jews couldn't put a person to death, and a person would likely be crucified if the Romans put him to death. And Paul says they said that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake. It wasn't yet written. It was earlier in the Gospel of John that he got it, in John 12, 32, and he had certainly spoken it, but it wasn't yet written. Now, will you turn with me to Numbers chapter 21? I want this to be background. You will know it well, but we read from Numbers 21 and verse 4. They're wandering in the wilderness. Numbers 21 and verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. That's the manna. And the Lord sent fiery serpents, that means poisonous, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, and we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. So Jesus here is comparing his crucifixion and saying that in a different way, but a similar way, it would be like the putting of the brazen serpent upon the pole. Now, I'm not really going to think this morning about the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. If I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Why did he go through it all? To draw those who would believe in him, as we shall see, unto him. Hebrews tells us that he, for the joy that was set before him, the Saviour endured the cross, despising the shame. For the joy that was set before the Lord Jesus, that people like us might join him in heaven, he endured the pain of the cross. And he endured the shame of being naked and put up there before them. But he didn't mind those things so that we might be saved. Oh, he deserves all our love and devotion. If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Now, let's make the parallel between what happened in the book of Numbers and on the pole. The people of Israel were much discouraged by the way. They were much discouraged by the way. Now, from our point of view, let's compare what we've just had. When we're in this world, Jesus didn't mind what he endured for the joy that was set before him. Do you mind what you endure because of the joy of heaven that's coming? But these wandering in the wilderness were discouraged because of the way. And it brought their downfall. Being discouraged, they then began to complain. Complain? They complained against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, but God had made a wonderful provision of manna, and they said, we loathe it. Well, you can understand God's anger. He was delivering them into the promised land. And they were discouraged by what they went through, and they loathed his provision. So, the Lord sent poisonous serpents among them. And in fact, thousands died. Much people of Israel died. And this picture speaks of why the Lord Jesus went to Calvary, because though we may not have sinned in quite the same way as the Israelites, though we might have been discouraged, we might have been tempted to say things against God and things against the Bible and things, but our sin is loathed by God. Those things that any of us have done wrong are loathed by God. Only your heart knows your own sin. But it only needs one sin, one jealousy just once, one lie just once, One not keeping of the Lord's day, just once. One not loving the Lord God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, just once. Not loving your neighbour as yourself, just once. And we're guilty. We can't say we won't do it again. We have no power to do that. But the Lord God has found a way in making his Son, in making the Lord Jesus willing, in making a covenant with him to take human flesh so he could be as we are, yet without sin. So he could be a human being and yet be God. So that he could do what Adam and Eve didn't do and become the second Adam, second head and representative of the human race. So that he could do what Adam and Eve couldn't do. And the core of his work was his death on the cross, of which he said, "It is finished." Meaning that it had then achieved all it was designed to do. But what was it designed to do? The Lord sent fiery serpents among this people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Now I hate snakes. Supposing there were 10 or 15 here wriggling, poisonous ones, very poisonous. What would you do? Where could you go? And much people of Israel were bitten. And the ones who were left besought Moses that he would pray to the Lord that he would forgive them for all their sins. And God agreed that he would. And he told Moses to make a brazen replica. Now, the Lord Jesus was alive on the cross. This was only an image. And it was interesting that images which God forbade them to make of creatures on earth, he put up in order to achieve the same thing as crucifixion on a lesser scale. But the Lord said, "Put it upon a pole, lift it up high, and everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live." Now, you've heard me say this before. It discovered people's hearts. Some people, despite anything, hate God. And there would have been people who were bitten who said, "I don't believe in God. I hate God. He's brought us out. He's caused me much trouble." And they would die of their sin. They would die in their sins. They would be resurrected to eternal damnation. But the Lord said, "Everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." So, this is the reason for the cross. We can't do anything about our sin. We are bidden to do just one very simple thing. In view of the serpents, isn't it to run away? Or jump up and down or get somewhere out of the way? Just look. Now, who ever heard of snake bite being put right by looking? It only happened this once because it stood for the cross of Calvary. But everyone that looked when they had been bitten was made whole. And inasmuch as this is a picture of the cross, maybe it means their sins were forgiven and their acceptance in Christ was foretold. I don't know. I when I am lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Now, perhaps the reason why the picture of the serpent on the pole is the most important is when I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto thee. But you see, the pole defines which men? Only the ones who looked. Everyone who looked would live, but those who didn't wouldn't. And it's the same with the Lord Jesus Christ. He was lifted up that he would draw all men to him. But those who look, those who turn to him, those who believe, it doesn't include those who don't believe, those who don't turn to him, those who seek false gods, those who continue in their sins. But the Lord draws to him everyone, all those who are sinners. Perhaps you are scared of their sin like you'd be scared of a snake. And they turn in desperation, perhaps, to the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive them that sin. I, said Jesus, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. So, though he suffered so terribly, and this is what we think about particularly on Good Friday, though there was Gethsemane, and though the crowns were jammed upon his head, though the Jews were rude to him and rude to Pilate, and Pilate was rude to the Lord Jesus, what is truth? And then the crucifixion, the carrying of the cross, after being scourged. Now the Jews scourged on a person's back 40 times, except one, 39 times. The Romans had no such limitation. The only limitation on this occasion would have been they wanted him to be agonizing on the cross, so they wouldn't quite do enough to make that impossible. So he was slashed on his back with presumably a whip with nails or something similar in them. This was what they did. They scourged people before they were crucified. And Jesus was scourged. He carried his cross, can you imagine, at least for part of the way, on a bleeding shoulders, on bleeding back. Till they got Alexander to do it. Not Alexander. And then they drove the nails into his feet and into his hands. And then they jerked him up upon the cross. And this was nothing yet. For what he went through on the cross was to bear the wrath of God, the punishment for sin, 10,000 sins and more, of each one of those millions who saved. Oh, he can't really enter into what spiritually he went through. And the turning away of the Father. And that was the moment he knew it was finished. That he completed the work, that he now was drawing every believer to himself. All those who believed in the Old Testament through the types or whatever. All those who were believing in his own generation in him, like the thief on the cross. And all those who would come down the years. It was worth it. But we are miserable people. We cannot individually consider ourselves as to have been worth it. But the Saviour endured these things joyfully. Now, I know he did obviously cry out and he was in great pain and suffering. But he didn't go unconscious or anything. And the joy was there, but I don't know that he actually felt it on Calvary. But for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. All religions in the world are religions of works, save true evangelical Christianity. That is to say, people are nice to one another sometimes or not, but they also know they're sinners. They just hope that on the judgment day, the things that they've done good will outweigh the things that they've done bad. No, it doesn't work like that at all. They're quite wrong. But consider the awfulness of not knowing till you get to the judgment seat which way it's going to go. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at him in the sense of believing in him. And live. All those sins are taken away. All those sins are removed. You don't have to worry all your life. Have I done enough to outweigh the bad? Even if you've committed one sin, it wouldn't happen. But people fondly think it would. And I don't have to wait till the end. All on tenterhooks, will I, won't I, be saved? I know now. I know the moment I turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. I know the moment that as a sinful person, the minute I look at him, which means believe, I will live. Though I will not be perfect. And indeed, the Jews who looked and lived were not perfect. But they put all their trust in the Lord Jesus. They looked to him to draw them. It's wonderful in the scripture. The Father draws to Christ those whom he will save. Christ draws to himself all those for whom he dies. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. If reconciliation is a wonderful experience, putting something right that's been wrong for years, this is most wonderful of all. You will know a little about being drawn to somebody or drawn to something. Think of the Father drawing you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of the Lord Jesus Christ drawing you to him, pardoning every sin, making you precious in his sight, making you one of his sheep whom he knows. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. You will notice in the text that men is in italics. That means the word isn't there. But if you know anything about languages, you often have masculine, feminine, and neuter, and the word for all is masculine. So it does stand for all mankind. But it is limited by what we read in Numbers. It's every believer. Doesn't matter when they lived or when they will live. The gospel never changes. But the Lord Jesus lifted up, and he now is lifted up. All those whom he lifts up are drawn to the Saviour, and their sins are forgiven, and they love him. I loved on Monday when the preacher at Walsham, John Saunders, spoke about the verses in Isaiah, verses 10 and 11, in Isaiah 53. And the verses read like this. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. when he hath put him to grief, he hath put him to grief, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, here's the shall, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand, he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied, by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. 700 BC. And John ended his message wonderfully well, very memorably. Shall he did. I will draw all men unto me if I be lifted up. And when the work was finished, that was achieved. There remains a drawing together of all those who shall believe from the time that happened, but the work was completed. We beseech, as ambassadors for God, that every one of us, knowing our sin, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, look at him, love him, are grateful for the tremendous, tremendous weight he bore on Calvary, the weight that you would have had to bear for your sins. And he bore those. He was there instead of you. You will never be punished by God if you turn to him. If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen.